President-elect Obama's campaign exploited the possibilities of new technology to raise money, rouse support, share videos, and rally the voters from Grant Park on Tuesday night to Iowa last January. But what happens now to an online community of millions that's used to getting emails signed Barack, now that Barack will become president? Mika Sifri is co-founder of TechPresident.com, a blog that looks at how the 2008 presidential candidates used the web and vice versa. He's also a contributor to our Weekend Soapbox blog. He joins us from our studios in New York. Mika, thanks very much for being with us.
It's always a pleasure.
So how did President-elect Obama use the web?
Well, I think he understood that this was going to be the first election where millions of people could actively participate on their own. And we saw that with people blogging and making their own videos and so on. What his campaign did almost to perfection is understand that their approach had to be to give all these activists a platform to collaborate together in helping his campaign. The centerpiece of this was a tool called MyBarackObama.com, or MyBo for short, which allowed anybody who wanted to create an account on the site and, in effect, go to town. You could use it to start your own group, to start your own fundraiser, to hold an event. 1.6 million people, as of last count, created accounts on MyBo. It generated 200,000 events organized by supporters, 50,000 in just the last few weeks of the campaign.
And what happens to that network now?
Well, I think a number of things are going to happen. The MyBo network itself is a political entity. It can't come with Obama into the White House. That would violate, you know, the laws about government employees not, you know, using government resources in politics. So my guess is MyBo is probably going to get folded into the Obama political operation at the Democratic National Committee. It would be crazy for them to shut it down. You know, the president always has the power of the bully pulpit. Mm-hmm. He can go over the heads of Congress and try and you know, influence them through the airwaves. Now he has the ability to also go between the legs of members of Congress right down to the grassroots in their districts. The other question is, what will he do with the web from the White House itself? And this is where I think the most exciting stuff is likely to happen. He's talked about making government more transparent and making government more connected.
I'm interested in this. We interviewed, well, quite a few Obama supporters this week, obviously, but I remember speaking with one man in particular, a public school teacher, and he says, look, we know he promised to end the war in Iraq. He promised a middle-class tax cut. I tell you, if he doesn't fulfill these specific promises, we're going to be all over him. Is this a structure that's been created that could, if he makes some decisions that some of his supporters doesn't like, also be used against him?
Well, that's democracy. You know, I mean, we've always had that give and take between politicians and their base. You know, Obama himself has said, we want to use the web almost as a countervailing force to the power of special interests, that it's only when millions of people are paying attention and can know what's going on and speak loudly that you can reduce the influence of special interests. Those are his words. But again, it may be more of a lever that works to his benefit in helping him change things than in preventing him from doing stuff.
Mika, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Scott.
Mika Sifri is co-founder of TechPresident.com and a contributor to the Weekend Soapbox blog, which you can find at npr.org/soapbox.